Bitcoin ETFs bleed 1.9 B in a week. BlackRock leads the exit U.S. spot. Bitcoin ETFs posted $1.9 billion in net outflows over the past 7 days, with BlackRock's iBit accounting for the bulk of the redemptions. According to a Cointelegraph report citing fund flow data, the drawdown landed as Bitcoin slipped from a midweek print near $79,000 to $77,421 as of April 25, 2026. The reversal matters because BlackRock's iBit has been the dominant gravitational force in spot Bitcoin ETF flows since launch. When the same fund swings from net buyer to net seller, the marginal demand picture changes for the rest of the cohort. The numbers behind the outflow across the 7-day stretch, the 11 U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs together gave back roughly $1.9 billion. That sits in stark contrast to the prior reporting window, when the same product set absorbed 18,991 BTC over 5 days, roughly 9 times the new supply minted by miners. BTC closed the period at $77,421, 0.3% on the day, plus 2.1% on the week. Per CoinMarketCap data as of April 25, 2026. The brief touch above 79K earlier in the week did not hold. ETH traded at 2312, 0.6%, with the broader fear and greed index at 44, holding in neutral territory. The 1.9B figure puts this week among the larger redemption stretches since the spot products launched in January 2024. It does not match the deepest historical drawdowns, but the speed of the swing from heavy net buying to heavy net selling inside 2 weeks is unusual. Why BlackRock's position carries the tape, iBit has consistently been the volume leader among the 11 approved products. Its flows tend to set the tone for the broader category, in part because authorized participant activity scales with the size of the underlying fund, and in part because allocators benchmarking to a flagship product follow the leader. When iBit switches direction, the read across is less about BlackRock having a house view and more about the aggregated behavior of the largest pool of allocators using that vehicle to express a Bitcoin position. A 1.9B aggregate weekly outflow with iBit in front means a meaningful share of those allocators chose the same exit door at roughly the same time. That choice did not happen against a clean macro backdrop. The week saw oil price volatility tied to Middle East tension, Treasury yields holding firm, and equities trading without conviction. None of those single factors explains a 1.9B Bitcoin ETF redemption on its own. But the combination created the kind of risk-off pocket where allocators trim the position they added most recently. How this reframes the inflow narrative. 5 days ago, we covered the historic inflow streak that saw spot products absorb 9 times new BTC supply. That story framed ETFs as a structural sink draining float from the market. The current week complicates that read. The sink works in both directions. When allocators rotate out, the same product structure that made buying frictionless makes selling frictionless. There is no lockup, no holding period, no settlement friction beyond the standard T+1 cycle. Liquidity that arrived in days can leave in days. The structural argument is not wrong. It is just incomplete. ETF flows reflect aggregate allocator behavior week to week. Weeks of buying compound into a long-run accumulation thesis when allocators stay in. Weeks of selling subtract from that thesis when they rotate out. Both happen in the same product. For traders watching the crypto fear and greed index tick around the neutral line, the ETF flow data is the cleanest read on whether the institutional bid is still active in the cycle or has paused for now. What it means for spot demand, Bitcoin ETF flows are not the whole demand picture, but they are the cleanest publicly visible slice of institutional positioning. When ETFs net sell, the spot market loses a buyer that has been a net taker of supply for most of the past year. The price held above 77K through the redemption week, which suggests other cohorts, corporate treasuries, retail self-custody flows, minor accumulation, absorbed at least part of the supply released by ETF rebalancing. Companies like Metaplanet and Strategy continued to add at these levels, providing a partial offset. For users spending crypto through cards, an ETF outflow week tends to coincide with weaker BTC sentiment, which can pressure rewards programs that pay back in BTC and tilt the math toward stablecoin-funded spending until the trend resolves.